I met this young lady at a country bar that our band played at. As the song says, she was born in Scotland, her family emigrated to Alberta, Canada, and she subsequently moved to Rochester, New York. I thought that trip was interesting, so I wrote this song about her journey. The Happy Journey. It started back in 51 across a distant sea. No maps will ever show it, and it won't make history. That journey took a lot of time, but now she's here to see. For it started back in Scotland, to Alberta, down to me. Don't get me wrong, we're only friends. I haven't known her long. And I don't care to speculate on where we two belong. I have no wish to hold her, tie her down, or set her free. This girl who came from Scotland, to Alberta, down to me. We'll part as friends if she decides that leaving's on her mind. And all the things she's looking for, I truly hope she'll find. And someday, sitting quietly, fond memories she'll see. For she'll remember Scotland and Alberta and maybe me.
The last gem you heard was called The Happy Journey. And it reminds me in my own life, and that's what's amazing about these poems and songs by Phil, how much you can relate to yourself. I can think of a woman that I once knew from Japan, as his woman traveled from Scotland through Canada to see him. I met a woman from Japan by the name of Shigiko. And I love the poem. At the end, he says, "I wonder if she has fond memories remembering me." And I sometimes think to myself, I wonder if some of the people I've met, do they remember me? I remember her. I remember everything about her, how gentle and how lovely she was. Does she remember me? I'll never know, but it's a wonderful poem to make you go back and think. Thank you, Phil, for that lovely thought.
Phil Gross has written poetry and turned them into songs since he was about 19 years old. Many people write in diaries or journals. Poetry and songs are his journals, documenting his life, strife, loves, and the passing of his years.